We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I want to welcome onto the show Jason Chaffetz, who's a Fox News contributor, former congressman, also host of Jason in the House podcast and author of They Never Let a Crisis Go to Waste. Jason, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you here.
Oh, hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. I want to ask you a little bit, as somebody who has served in Congress, when we talk about the House GOP, the conference chair, how does this affect somebody like a constituent like me sitting, you know, right across the river from St. Louis in Illinois, middle America, people all across the country going, we're spending way too much money. This administration's going way too far to the left. Is this just a fun, salacious headline for people to talk about? Or does it really matter if Liz Cheney is the conference chair or Elise Stefanik?
Well, I buy into the whole notion that Margaret Thatcher put forward, which is, first, you've got to win the argument, then you can go out and win the votes. And so we are in a communications battle. And as Republicans and conservatives, it's usually an uphill battle because the traditional so-called mainstream media is fighting against you every step of the way. So you're swimming upstream. The importance of the conference chair, because it is somewhat ceremonial, but it is one of the three or four people that day in and day out on Capitol Hill goes to the microphone to articulate the Republican message and position. So it's usually the minority leader, the whip, Steve Scalise, Kevin McCarthy being the minority leader, and then the conference chair. And so it does matter who that person is and what they say, because they're representing the whole of the Republican body there in the House of Representatives. So it's really for them to figure out who's going to be the best person to articulate the vision of what's going on, and to create the contrast, not just be the party of no, but create the contrast in policy as to what the Democrats are doing. That's why this is a vital vote and why, you know, people like Jim Jordan are concerned, because they're not talking about the things that conservatives want to talk about. That's the concern.
Absolutely. Fox News contributor Jason Chaffetz with us right now. You know, what do you have a prediction for how this vote might go, and what will it say for the GOP if it decides to stick with Liz Cheney, or if it decides to take a new turn with somebody like Elise Stefanik?
I was surprised when they had a second vote. I thought Liz Cheney dominated that vote. So if there's stirring behind the scenes, you know, I used to be a member of Congress. They would go and we would meet at, you know, early in the morning, right after we kind of came back in town for a session. There'd be a candid dialogue, and usually we'd come out either with more animosity or we'd come out united. So those closed door meetings, I'm not in at this point. I like Elise Stefanik. I think she's very talented. She's very good. She's very good on the impeachment issue. She was very good in her positioning against Adam Schiff and all the shenanigans that were happening over the intel. She's not nearly as conservative as, say, myself or a Jim Jordan what it is today. So they got to figure that out and find somebody that can represent all of them. And that's a tough thing to do.
Jason Chaffetz is Fox News contributor, former congressman. His podcast is Jason in the House. Jason, this is Ryan. We heard President Biden earlier today talking about spending. That seems to be the theme of basically everything that they're doing.
Yeah. Is
just spending money and how are they going to spend it? He also, though, today talked about how he wants to make sure that they are paying for the things that they're spending, that they're, maybe they're not trying to go into so much debt. But is that any better to you? That just means higher taxes, right?
I got to tell you, it is laughable for almost anybody in Washington, D.C. to simultaneously say, we're going to increase spending. Oh, by the way, we're going to pay for it, because they can't even pay for the base budget. Understand that in normal times, about 75% of the budget is mandatory programmatic spending that goes out the door no matter what. The remaining 25%, and I'm rounding a lot, is discretionary. That discretionary number has zoomed to the roof. That when I was elected in 2008, we were approaching $10 trillion in debt. Now we're at 30. So to suggest that somehow they're going to pay for it is a joke. Now, you don't just have to raise taxes to generate revenue to the Treasury. When Donald Trump and the Republicans cut taxes, guess what? Revenue to the Treasury went up because the economy was doing better. More people were employed. Businesses were thriving. And guess what? People paid more taxes. So I think it has the opposite effect. You raise taxes, the economy doesn't benefit. It goes down. Government gets bigger. But the entrepreneurs, and they suffer under that. And so it is just laughable out loud. Democrats are banking on the fact that they think American people are stupid. They can't figure this out. And they don't know that, oh, yeah, let's just pay their fair share. Well, it's not just going to be Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates paying the bill. It's going to affect every single American. And it's wrong. And it's at a bad timing with this economy.
We're speaking with Jason Chaffetz, who wrote a book called Never Let a Crisis Go to Waste. That's a famous quote from Rahm Emanuel, highly influential in the Obama administration. There are a lot of crises taking place across our country that are really contributing to this willingness, trying to persuade Americans to understand why this spending is necessary, obviously the pandemic being one of them. Yesterday, Joe Biden did a press conference. And, you know, it was to dispel some of the confusion around COVID. This is the man who came out to announce that the CDC said, we don't have to, if we're social distance outside, you don't really need to wear a mask. But he wore a mask outside to give that actual announcement. I mean, does this all fall into that category, like your book? Are all these crises just, you know, music to the ears of Democrats who want to spend, spend, spend?
Yeah, the reason I wrote the book is that they never let a crisis go to waste. Some are fabricated, some are real, but they know that if they can take a crisis, they can get away with and do things they would never, ever be able to do in the light of day in another type of setting. So I do think there is a perverse incentive for the Democrats to perpetuate the COVID pandemic and the imagery that a mask brings to it, because they still want to pass multiple trillions of dollars in relief packages. Remember, under Donald Trump, there were truly bipartisan packages. They passed four of them, trillions of dollars going out the door. But, you know, at this point, you can go to most cities and most places and find a lot of businesses that can't hire people at this point. It's too rich for somebody to get all this unemployment and be on the government dole, as opposed to going out and getting a job at a restaurant or a service center or something. There's lots of jobs out there right now. It's just more lucrative to be involved with what the Democrats want. Is they want you dependent on government. That's their role. We did this. We lived through this movie. After Barack Obama was elected, they had a $787 billion stimulus. Guess what? They said it was going to be for infrastructure. Less than 5% of it went to roads, bridges, and highways. It grew government. That's what happened.
You know, you're speaking with a lot of strong conservative principles and comparing yourself to some of the other Congress folks who are in Congress right now talking about your conservative values. I'm curious what you think that the GOP needs to do right now to get back to those principles so that they can get some power back in 2022. I feel like it's going to be a hard sell to America to say, you know, we want you to work for your money. There are people right now, I know them personally, who are not working because unemployment provides them more money than working their job would, or as much. How do you convince America right now that that's not really how we do things here? The Democrats are putting Republicans in a pretty tough spot to advocate for fiscal conservatism.
I still think there that the majority, the overwhelming majority of Americans understand that there is a proper role of government. It is limited, that there is a safety net for those people who can't help themselves or that they need a bridge to get from point A to point B. But it's time to get back to work and unleash those entrepreneurs. And we don't want just somebody to go out and have a minimum wage job. We want people to have a career or a business and get on with life to achieve their dreams and goals and aspirations. So they got to look long term, and Republicans have to be able to articulate that vision of why they believe what they believe. And I don't think they're very good at it. I think Tim Scott, Senator Tim Scott out of South Carolina, is exceptionally good at it. But a lot of them are not very good at it. And they need to show and demonstrate to America that there's a better, smarter way. You know, one of the challenges is explaining to people, why does the debt matter? Because when it goes from $10 trillion to $30 trillion, so what? Didn't affect me. But it will affect them. And that's what they have to start to explain to people.
Before we let you go, Jason, talk to us a little bit about your podcast, what you talk about there and where folks can connect with it.
Joe, it's called Jason in the House. Anywhere you listen to a podcast, Jason in the House, try to take the newsmakers of the day, a lot of conservatives from Lauren Boebert and Madison Cawthorn and Nicole Sapphire is the latest one. Lee Zeldin is running for governor of New York. And have an interview that's different about why do they believe what they believe? Like, why are they conservative? And they're fascinating stories, and I think they're inspirational, and I think people will like it. So just type in Jason in the House, and they can find it, and I hope everybody enjoys it. So thanks for letting me talk about it.
Of course. We love to share a good podcast here on the Andy Fry Show, and, of course, listeners would love to connect with that. Jason in the House, go find it where you get your podcast from. Jason, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show. Come back again soon.
Oh, will do. Thanks again. Appreciate it.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.